Zaki Mishnah Ayin Kemesachtes Yuma Perik Vav
Mishnah Hey.
Al Kol Sukkah V'Sukkah. So we explained in the previous Mishnah there were these 10 sukkahs that were set up from Yishalayim until the Tzuk, till the cliff where they pushed the Sarim Mishtaleach off from. Now what happened when he reached each sukkah along the way? So the Mishnah Al Kol Sukkah V'Sukkah Aymrim Lo. When he came to each sukkah, they would say to the person bringing the Sarim, Yishenu HaReimazin, we have food over here, V'Reimayim, we have water here. If you feel weak, if you feel you have to eat, after all, it's such a long journey, and during that time of the year in Eretz Yisrael, it could be hot. So if you need it, it's here. The Bat Tanura explains, no one ever needed it. So why do they say it to him? He had what's called pas besalim, bread in his basket. A person that knows that if he wanted to, he could eat. If he wanted to, he could drink. He's not as hungry. He's not as thirsty. As explained earlier, they accompanied him from one sukkah to the other. From one sukkah to the other was the shear of a mill. So is the Mishaleach, the person taking out the Seir, always accompanied by people? No. Chutz me'achrayna shebehen. With the exception, from the last sukkah until where he had to reach the top of the cliff. She'ena magia imel etzuk. Nobody came along with him to that sukk. Elo emid merachid, rather they stood from the distance. V'layas maisa. They saw what he was doing. You see, the people could only accompany him at Chum Shabbos. Atchum Shabbos is 2,000 amma, which is the shear of a mill. Those that were in the sukkahs, they could walk from one sukkah to the next, because between each sukkah, there was a mill. But if you remember the Cheshbon, there was a total of 12 mill over here from when he left Yerushalayim until the Tzuk. So there's only a mill between each sukkah, that leaves us 2 mill from the last sukkah until that point in the cliff. Therefore, they could only accompany him 1 mill, then the Atchum Shabbos ends for them. Only the one taking the Sawyer has the special heter to keep on going. So they're going to have to stand from afar and watch what he's going to do. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We said by each sukkah they told him, Harei Mazen, Harei Mayim, but he never used it. It was just for him to have, remember the term? Pas Besaloi, bread in his basket. You know you have bread and you know you have water, even if you don't use it, you're not as hungry. But it never happened that he had to use it. We learned that they accompanied him from sukkah to sukkah. If you remember the Yekira Yishalayim, a special chashuv, the people in Yishalayim, they walked him until the first sukkah, as we learned in Mishnah Dalet. Other people came out there from before Yom Kippur to be in the sukkahs during Yom Kippur, to be able to walk with him from one sukkah to the other. All the way at the end, they couldn't walk with him all the way because there were 2 mil over here. They would have to stand from afar and watch what he was doing.